Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
Good morning, friends. Man, I really miss you, kiddos. I so look forward to the day that we will be together again. But for now, let me introduce myself. I'm Miss B, here with your weekly activity. I'm the kids coordinator here at Vintage Faith, and we believe in the importance of including our children during this time of church and making it fun for them too. I'll tell you what you need for the activity and then give you a minute to go grab your supplies. So for today, you will need two pieces of paper. You will need a few crayons, a pen or a pencil to draw with, and a glue stick. That's it. All right, on your marks, get set, go. Into your arms again. All right, awesome, great. So today, Pastor Hillary is going to be talking about one of my favorite cutie little animals, sheep. Come on, they're so cute. Okay, but more importantly, she's going to be telling us about the parable of the Good Shepherd and his sheep in John 10:27. Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." So I want you guys to draw four cutie little sheep. Draw four sheep somewhere on your paper, and you're going to get the second piece of paper like this. Looking weird looking one. You're going to rip it, okay? Just rip pieces off, and you're just going to tear off little pieces like this, and you're going to glue them into the body of the sheep like I have done there, okay, for all four sheep. And then go ahead and number your sheep 1 through 4. Pastor Hillary is going to give us 4 points to listen for, so go ahead and jot those down on top or below or next to your sheep, and I will see you back here after the sermon. Have fun.
Well, good morning, Vintage Faith. My name's Hillary Walsh, and I am so honored to be with you guys this morning. I have the privilege of being able to bring the word to us. So whether you're joining us in California or across the country, or I know that we've got some people tuning in from England, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and we are so glad that you are here. We started a new sermon series last week called This Is How I Fight My Battles, 6 strategies to becoming victorious. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be victorious in life, right? That I don't want to just be a victim like culture or society has told us, but I want to be victorious. We learned last week a little bit about how we do that, and that is by building a firm foundation that is like being wise people and building it upon the rock who is Jesus Christ. But today I want to bring to us one of our next strategies, and that is learning to hear the voice of God. You see, hearing the voice of God is one of the most beautiful blessings that we have as believers, as people who call themselves Christian, who walk with Jesus. That means that we don't just walk with him as believers. We don't just attend a service, but we get to actually hear his voice, that we get to have relationship with him. And I don't know about you, but I need a voice from the Lord. I need to hear his voice. That whatever it is that we're facing, when you're looking at your bank account, when you're alone and you're weary because you just miss human interaction, that you probably need to hear the word of God for yourself. That you need to hear his voice for whatever it is that you're facing. And so this morning, I want to bring to us a little bit about how we hear the voice of God. And you know, I was doing my research and I stumbled upon this sermon by Priscilla Shire. And man, it just really rocked me. It rocked me in such a great way. And so I just want to bring some of that amazing sermon, and I want to bring that to us this morning. Because, man, I just firmly believe that right now God wants to do something miraculous in your life, in your home, in your marriage, in your family, in your relationships. And a lot of that is coming from his actual voice, that we're not meant to live as spoon-fed Christians, getting just secondhand revelation through pastors and leaders, but God wants to give you so much more, that he wants to do Yes, that. Sermons are amazing. Getting words of advice from our friends are so great, but God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to you today, to your situation, to what it is that you're facing right now. And we get to simply just listen in and tune into his voice. So if you have your Bibles this morning, we are going to be in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. John chapter 10, 1 through 5. And it says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. And he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger." And in verse 27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I'm going to read that one more time. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Can I get an amen on that today? Is that my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. See, now, I don't know about you, but I've never really herded sheep before. Have you guys? Maybe. If you have, that's really awesome. But you know, for me, I've never really herded sheep before. I've been around a couple sheep. I lived in Oklahoma for a bunch of years, but sheep are not really known there either. But I did have the blessing of being able to go to Lesotho, South Africa, where there are shepherds everywhere. And you see these rolling hills filled with these shepherds and their actual shepherd crook and their big, beautiful Basotho blankets. And they're out in the fields every single day with their sheep, with their flock. And it's so important that when we read the scriptures that we understand in that context what Jesus was saying. And so I want to just kind of break down what is this shepherding that this passage is talking about. You see, back in that time, there would be multiple shepherds with their flock. Let's say that usually in an area or a town that there would be, let's say there's 10 shepherds, and each shepherd has 100 sheep within their flock. During the day, each shepherd is out in the fields tending to their sheep. There are 100 sheep they're spending time with, they're getting to know with, they're checking on their sheep. They know each and every single one of their 100 sheep. And at the end of the day, all of the shepherds would come together and they would go into one sheepfold. And it was this patch of grass or this patch of area that then had this stone wall that surrounded it. And all of the sheep would come in and out of only one entrance. There would be one little gap in the wall. There wasn't a gate. It was just an opening. And the shepherds would lead all of their sheep. Each 10 would lead their 100 sheep into the sheepfold. And there, 9 of the shepherds would go into town to sleep. But one shepherd would lay at the opening of the sheepfold, and they would lay down on the ground in the way of the opening, and they were responsible to protect those 1,000 sheep throughout the night. And you see, in the morning, the 9 shepherds would come, and once that one shepherd that was standing their guard said, "Oh, hey, there's my 9 friends," they would let each shepherd in one at a time, and that shepherd would begin to call their sheep, and they would say, "Hello, little sheep, come here." That they would begin to call their sheep. And as they would go before them and the sheep would follow them. So out of 1,000 sheep, one shepherd would walk into the fold and say, "Hello." And as they would call, their sheep would be like, "Oh, there's my shepherd. I need to listen." And he would begin to call them, and just his 100 sheep, not the 900 others, just his 100 sheep would follow him out of the sheepfold and he would take them away. And you see, that's one of the beautiful things about why we need to begin to know this passage and this story. And it's so key for us to know what God is saying in this time. So if we are taking notes today, I have 4 points for you guys. Kiddos, if you are watching, I know Bernadette has a craft for you guys. I hope you've been working on your little sheep. But if you are taking notes, the first point is when we look at this passage, when it comes to us learning to hear God's voice, there's a couple things that we can extract from this. And the first one, kiddos, if you're taking notes, is that we are his sheep. We are his sheep. My question for us today is, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Jesus is an important person to our life in our walk with him. You see, God is not just this distant God that sits up in the sky and just looks away, but he is an up-close, personal individual who wants to have a relationship with us. You see, that we want to have a relationship that's more than just attending a service on a Sunday, that's more than just logging online and being a part of a blog, but we want to be able to have a one-on-one relationship with him because we get to be something that's so special, and that is we get to be a part of his family. You see, we get to be a part of the family of God. I love that the scriptures say that he adopts us into the family and we begin to become co-heirs with Christ, that we no longer are orphans, but we get to be called children of God because we are his children. And you see, relationship only comes by us placing faith in Jesus Christ. Amplified version of Ephesians 2:19. The book of Ephesians 2:19 in the Amplified version says this: "So then you are no longer strangers or aliens, outsiders without rights or citizenship. You are fellow citizens with the saints, God's people, and are members of God's household." If you didn't know that today, if you maybe are struggling with knowing who you are a part of, or maybe you are estranged from your family, let me tell you right now that God wants you to be a part of his family, that there is a place for you at the table with Jesus Christ, that he wants and calls you to be a part of his family. And one of the beautiful things is that when we are in relationship with him, when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus, that we then have access to everything that is his. Because whatever is the Father's then gets to be ours as well, because we are his children. And we've got to remind ourselves, when it comes to hearing the voice of God, we have to remind ourselves that we are his children. Number two, if you are taking notes, is we can hear his voice. You see, when we are his children, we begin to hear his voice. When you have a relationship with someone, when you spend time with someone, you get to know who they are, right? If you are in the grocery store with your children, that if you just said their name, they would immediately know who is calling them. They would know your name as their mom, your voice away from everyone else's, because they've spent time in a relationship with you. And you see, by being children of God, when we spend time with him, the byproduct of that time we spend with him is we get to hear his voice. We get to hear him speak to us. And that is one of the most beautiful and precious gifts that we have as children of God, is that we get to hear his voice. Now, I don't know about you, but right now, wherever you are, if you did not know that there are radio waves all around you, that we might not see it with our physical eyes, but flying through the air right now are radio waves all over the place. And these radio waves are meant to send communication and connection to cell phone towers or radio signals or, you know what I mean, your phone or GPS. And these radio waves are going all around us. And how come we can't hear it right now with our ears? And you know, that is because we don't have the right receiver. Now, if we had the right receiver or radio and we just simply turn the dial to begin to hear what's going on around us, we'd be able to tune in exactly to what we're hearing all around us. And I just want to let you know that right now we have physical ears to hear around us, but God has given us spiritual ears. And those ears are to be able to hear what is going on in the spiritual world. And for many of us, we need to begin to tune our ears into the voice of God, to hear the fact that he has been speaking to us this whole time, but maybe we've had the wrong receiver. That maybe we've been trying to do things on our own, but we need that relationship with Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives to allow us to hear the voice of God. I love this quote by A.W. Tozer. It says, "The one who does not expect God to speak will discount every single time God does speak." I'm gonna say that again. The one who does not expect God to speak will discount every single time that God does speak. You see, God is speaking all the time. He wants to talk to you. He wants to give you peace and love and encouragement and correction and direction for your life. He wants you to know the purpose and the plan and why you were created on this earth more than you do. But for many of us, we have not tuned into hearing his voice, and we need to begin to get the right receiver to hear him. You see, for many of us, that we might have these ideas and we might forget. We'd be like, "Oh, well, I prayed about this and, you know, I just got this great idea." Or, "Hey, you know, that was just a coincidence." Or, you know, "I was just talking to someone and, you know, they suggested this." But if we aren't looking for God speaking, we could miss that oftentimes that maybe was the Lord speaking to us, that he's been speaking to you the whole time, but we are just waiting for him to only speak to us in one small way. But God speaks to us in so many ways. You see, God is speaking to you, and we get to hear his voice. The first one is, once again, is that we are his sheep. Number two is we can hear his voice. And number three is he knows us. He knows you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're facing. He knows your fears. He knows your insecurities. He knows your prayers. He knows every tear that has fallen from your eyes. He knows what you are going through, and he knows who you are. And I don't know about you, but that gives me such comfort and peace today to know that he knows me, that I'm not alone in this journey and in this life. And you see, we are meant to have this relationship with him. We are meant to walk in the garden with him as it was always originally intended, because God has always desired to have that relationship with us. But there has been something that has gotten in the way, and that is our sin. You see, God is a good and pure and perfect God, and he cannot be in the midst of sin. And when sin entered the world, he had to separate himself. But I can tell you that God loves us so much because he knows us, that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to bridge that gap for us so that we could be in communion with him again, because he loves and cares for each and every single one of us that much, that he loves and cares about you, about what you're facing, about what your fears are, your insecurities. He cares about the peace that you walk in, and he wants you to have that more than you do. There's this quote that says, "Do you not think God loved you enough to die for you, but then didn't think that he loved you enough to talk to you?" Ouch. We so often want to say, man, God loves me, and that's such a great thing, and even that's hard for us to wrap our minds around. But can I just tell you that God loves you so much that he wants to bring salvation to you so you can go to heaven, so that you can have relationship with him forever and always. But more than that, he wants to speak to you today, in the now, in the midst of your situation, that it's not just for what's to come, but it's for today as well. And that's how good our God is that we get to have a personal relationship with him because he knows us and he cares for us. Psalms 139:13 says, "For you are created in my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." That he knows you more than you know for yourself. And that's not meant to scare you, but to bring you comfort, to know that there's a God who knows everything about you, but loves you so much right where you're at, that he just desires to be with you. He desires for you to know him and to hear his voice. And kids, the fourth thing as you're taking notes today is that we can follow him. As verse 27 in John 10 talked about, is that we can follow him. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. You see, we've got to begin to know his voice. And when we know his voice, when we read the scriptures, when we know who he is, we can trust him wholeheartedly. We can put our faith in him. And when he asks us to do things, we know that he is a good God who has great plans for us. And we can step out in faith and say, okay, God, this might not make sense in the natural. I might not like that. Quitting this job right now in this market sounds absolutely ridiculous, but God, you've called me to it. So I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to trust him. Man, one of the hardest things that I think I ever heard and had to swallow is that delayed disobedience is still disobedience. When God has asked you to do something and you've delayed your response, that's still disobedience. And for many of us, you can be like, well, I've asked God about what I think of, or what he thinks about this situation. Or, you know, this boyfriend, I've been praying, should I break up with him? What's going on? I don't think he's the best for me. But, you know, I just really like him. He's really cute. But God's not answering. He's not talking to me about the situation. And I want to challenge you with this. When was the last time God did talk to you? When was the last time he did answer you about something? Because I can almost guarantee that there probably was a time he told you what to do and you didn't do it. For whatever reason, whether fear or insecurity or doubt or worry, I get it. I so get it. There's so often I very struggle. If everyone could so easily step out in faith and God told you, awesome, we all would be living so differently. But that's why this journey of life, it's a faith journey, and it's hard and it's scary. But we've got to begin to backtrack. Man, if we're not hearing the voice of God, that I can say oftentimes that there might be some sort of sin in our life that has become a barrier. I've often heard that sin, it becomes like these headphones that we wear that begins to muffle the voice of God. And we've got to begin to look through our lives and those areas that we know, because we are God's children and we know how we should be living, that we know we're not living in right ways, that we've got to repent of our ways. We've got to say, Jesus, I am sorry. I'm sorry that I have taken ownership of this area. I'm sorry that I have neglected to ask your opinion on this. Man, I'm sorry that I decided to do what I wanted to do instead of what you have asked me to do. And one of the beautiful things of repent is not just apologizing, but it's an actual turning of ways so we don't repeat the same pattern over and over again. You see, God wants us to follow him, but it's because he cares so much about us. He cares about what is next and what's going on. He cares not just about tomorrow, but 10 years from now, 20 years from now, about the history of the world. And God cares about you. And so I just want to leave us with these last couple of things, and this is more of a practical way. I'm just going to fly through this. Is God speaks in so many different ways, and here's just a couple ways in the Bible. Is God speaks through scripture. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16, is that all scripture is God-breathed. If you've never heard the voice of God, open your Bible. That is the written word of God that is God-breathed every single day. And I just open your word, and you will begin to hear him. Another way is God speaks through dreams and visions. There's many times people in the Bible where God has spoken to them in the middle of a dream and they waken up and they just had direction or faith for their life. There's been many times in my life that God has given me a dream that helped begin to guide and direct the decisions that I needed to make for my life. Other ways is God speaks through people or wise counsel. It is important to have godly people that you believe in and trust in your life to bounce things off of. Another way is God does speak audibly. Although it's not always very normal, I have not heard his audible voice. I would love to, but that is a way that God clearly speaks in scripture to some people. In Samuel in the Old Testament, God speaks to him audibly, and it almost surprises him. So that is some of the ways that God speaks, and even sometimes through impressions. Have you guys ever walked into a situation and you just so strongly were like, I need to not be here? Or just had this big, strong gut feeling that you're like, I need to leave this situation, or I need to walk away, or I need to do something. And oftentimes that is a way that God is speaking to us and nudging us in a direction that he's wanting to take us. And I just want to tell you a couple of things is when God speaks, it'll never conflict with the written word of God, ever. So if you ever feel like God is speaking to you, always go to the scripture. It'll always confirm what it is that God is saying to you. Another thing, it'll always be loving and gentle. And let me preface that. Just because something is loving does not mean it's always going to be what we want to hear. That sometimes correction is being loving because God wants us to form us into his perfect image and not just us carrying the weight of that we've been walking through. So part of that sometimes is God learning to prune the areas of our life, but it will always be loving. It'll always be one of those that even though it might be like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, Lord, I know I shouldn't do these things, or that like, man, I need to really just forgive, or I need to ask for forgiveness. It'll be such a loving way that it'll draw you into a form of motivation. It'll motivate you to do something with it. And even though it might sting a little, right? It might hurt a little bit. It's always going to be because he knows who you are. And it's always going to draw you back to the truth of your identity, that you are his child who he loves. And he wants you to let go of those things because it's holding you back. Another thing, it'll always motivate us to do something. It'll motivate us to walk more humbly, to walk more true, to move to repentance or forgiveness, that God's word will always do these things. And so how can we just kind of do this today? I want us to begin to practice these things. I want us to begin to walk in knowing how God speaks to us. And so one of the first things is we just have to learn to quiet ourselves. Quieting ourselves is not necessarily having pitch silence and being completely alone, because a lot of us maybe aren't able to do that, but maybe it's finding a moment of stillness. Maybe it's finding a moment of quietness outside in nature, in your backyard, and it's the moment where you learn to find a physical calm and you have a focused attention. And you begin to say, Jesus, I just invite you into this space and I just invite you to move. And you allow yourself to focus on who he is. Or maybe it's having a journal out, because oftentimes we can begin to be distracted and we'll be like, Jesus, just speak to me. Oh man, I forgot I need to send that text message. Or, oh, I'm hungry, right? But maybe write that stuff down so you can clear your mind to begin to hear what it is God is saying. Begin to write those things down and begin to just pray and say, God, what is it that you want to say to me? And allow space to let the Lord actually listen. Allow space so he can actually speak to you. And can I just tell you, oftentimes it sounds like ourselves, that there will be sometimes when I'm praying and it'll just feel like it's my own voice in my head, but I'll always know when it's the difference between it's the Lord or when it's just me, because I've learned how to walk with him. And there'll be times so clearly, I remember looking in the mirror when I was in college and just kind of beating myself up. And out of nowhere, I was like, man, Hillary, what's wrong with you? And you got to work on this and the freckles or whatever the things were that I was struggling with. And so clearly, I remember just as I was talking in my head and I was like, just beating myself up at the same time, I was like, ah. And then I just heard, Hillary, you're so beautiful. And I was like, what? And it was just in my head, in my own voice. And it was like so contradicting to what was going on, but it was something so deep down that I was like, yeah, but you're so beautiful. Don't you see how pretty your eyes are? And it was just this loving thing that the Lord, in my thoughts, that he was just beginning to show me how he saw me. And it wasn't like, Hillary, you're beautiful. But it was just in my own voice, in my own head, almost just like my regular thoughts. But it was the Lord using me, using my thoughts to begin to speak to me and through me. And so I just want to challenge us today, this week, may we actually go out and learn to hear the voice of God. And so let me just pray for us today. Jesus, if there's someone in this room who's watching this podcast who just needs a touch from you, that maybe they doubt like the first point that they are your child, that they're doubting that they are a part of the family of God and they just need to know that they are yours. If that's you today, whenever you're watching this, you are welcome and invited to be a part of the family. And I just want to lead you in this prayer. And so if you're praying this and you're saying, man, I want to come to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to know him as my Father. And I want to learn how to walk this journey with him, whether it's your first time or maybe it's been a million times. It doesn't matter. You are welcome today. So I'm going to pray this prayer and you're welcome to pray it with me. And so Jesus, just say these words. Say, Lord, I ask that you would forgive me. I realize that I am a sinner, and God, I ask that you would make me as white as snow today. I choose you to be my Savior, to be my Lord. Help me to walk with you. Help me to learn to hear your voice, and help me to just put my trust and my hope and my faith in you. And now maybe those of you watching today that you have maybe never really heard the voice of the Lord for yourself, and you're hungry for this. Or maybe you've heard the voice of the Lord and you want to grow in it. It's a muscle that we have to grow and strengthen. I just want to pray this prayer over you. And if this is you today, man, just put your hands out in a receiving posture or just say, God, yes, amen. So Jesus, I just pray for those of us watching today that we would begin to have a hunger for your voice, for your Holy Spirit to guide and to lead us. And so I ask that Jesus, that even right now, this week, that we would put into practice being quiet and being still, that we would learn to listen to the thoughts that are circling in our head, and we would learn to discern what is a voice of the enemy, but what is the voice that is yours, how you are leading and guiding us. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you would speak, that you would rise up and just stir up discernment within us. God, that you would give us ears that can hear what you are saying and eyes that see what you are doing. Father, I thank you that you are always with us, and we just pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen, church. We love you. Man, if God speaks to you this week, join us online. Tell us these stories. I want to hear how God is speaking to you this week of the amazing experiences you are having. And man, we are so glad to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And man, go out and be the church today.
Hey, kids. How are those sheep coming along? I bet they look adorable. I just want to recap really quickly what Pastor Hillary was talking about when she had mentioned hearing God's voice. That can sound different for each and every one of us, and I just want you to know that one of the sure ways is in the Bible. So if you don't have a Bible, please let me know. I will get a Bible to you, a kid's Bible designed especially for you. Please let me know. I will get you a Bible, okay? I also think about when we talk about hearing God's voice, my friend Owen, I hope you're watching, but you love to worship. Maybe God uses that to speak to you. Logan, you are so playful and creative. Maybe God uses your playfulness and creativity to speak to you. Polly, you love to write. Maybe God speaks to you through your journaling and through your writing. There are so many different ways that he can speak to us, but I want you to remember that anytime he does speak to you, it's always gentle, it's always loving, and it's always the truth. So So if you ever have any questions, ask your parents, or ask your parents if you can send me an email or a text or a call. I would love to help answer those questions with you. And if you're like, this is weird, I don't understand what God's voice is, I don't get that, I'm just a kid, I want to encourage you, you're not just a kid. And Jesus tells us in Luke 18:16, "Let the children come to me, do not stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." That gives you direct access. You have direct access to God. You don't have to wait till you're 18 to pray and build a relationship with God. Jesus wants to be your BFF right now. You can start doing that now, even as a child. So I want to encourage you this week, take some time to see what God has to say to you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Let me know if you guys need anything. I'd love to hear from you. Snap a picture of those cute little sheep and tag me at VFF Kids on social media. I'd love to check them out. And don't forget to join us at vffchurch.com for a specific Bible story for you kiddos. Okay, pre-K through fifth grade. Have a great week. I love you. Jesus loves you more. See you guys later. Bye.